From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The International Organization for Migration says more than 10,000 Iraqis have been displaced since the start of an operation to retake the city of Mosul from Islamic State militants. So far, Iraqi government troops, Kurdish fighters, Sunni tribesmen, and Shiite militias have captured towns and villages surrounding the city. General Stephen Townsend, the top general leading the coalition military operation in Syria and Iraq, told reporters at the Pentagon via teleconference Wednesday that a Syrian rebel group will soon move to isolate the Iraqi city of Raqqa. That rebel group includes a significant number of Kurdish YPG fighters, something that is sure to anger key U.S. ally Turkey. But Townsend says the group is the only force capable of moving quickly toward the city. Raqqa is currently under the domination of the Islamic State group, and Townsend says coalition intelligence shows it's the center of IS planning for external effects.
So we think it's very important to get isolation in place around Raqqa to start controlling that environment on a pretty short timeline.
U.S. officials say IS plans involve attacks against U.S. and European cities, making it imperative to quickly isolate the town. Authorities in Afghanistan said Wednesday extremists linked to the Islamic State group killed at least 30 civilians in a remote central region. The overnight bloodshed near the capital of Ghor province, is alarming local officials because it is the first known IS activity in the area where ethnic Hazara are in the majority. Amnesty International demanded Afghan authorities carry out an independent investigation into the abduction and killings. This is VOA News.